Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
National Anthem, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're commemorating the events of 9/11, the 11th anniversary of the attacks of September 11th, 2001. We're talking with our good friend Janice Kephart, who's the Director of National Security Policy at the Center for Immigration Studies. Janice, tell us about your organization and the website, please.
I am currently with the Center for Immigration Studies. We are a very small think tank in Washington, D.C., where we focus on issues pertaining, I focus on issues pertaining to national security and border security at the center. I am at cis.org/Kephart, K-E-P-H-A-R-T. All my blogs, all my reports are there, as well as my films that I've made on the border. So everything's there if you want to take a gander at it. I've done a lot in the identity and border area. I also have my own radio show called the Homeland Security
Where do they find that?
Show.
Where do they find your radio show, by the way?
It's archived. It's an internet show, so they can find it at VIPInternetRadio.com. They can just click on the Homeland Security
and
Show.
And you've got another segment on again tonight, don't you, at 7 o'clock?
I should have another segment on. It'll be last night's show carried on a Caribbean station.
I got you. Okay.
So,
Janice, what are we doing now to protect ourselves for the next attack? What are some of the other technology? What are some of the practices you're seeing? Are any of them making you have any confidence that we might be from a technology standpoint, from the field force standpoint, are we safer? Can we count on that?
There, you know, I was just keynoted at an identity innovation conference in Cambridge, Massachusetts a couple weeks ago, and I was so heartened to see some of the amazing solutions, all 100% American being put forward. We have tremendous biometric capability that the intelligence and law enforcement community can use to determine bad guys based on, like, surveillance cameras and that sort of thing, turning, you know, geometrically mapping faces, turning it around to face
but
forward,
at the same time,
and then being able
that
to figure out who somebody is.
At the same time, you know, I mean, that's 1984 stuff, isn't it? That's Big Brother stuff,
this stuff is only used, it's used in the intelligence community, which means it's used overseas, and it's used in the law enforcement community, which means you're dealing with people who have already been apprehended. So it is not, like, surveillance stuff. It's stuff that is, you know, if somebody's been picked up, like, at a DMV on a surveillance camera, that sort of thing, or at the scene of a crime in a bank or something like that, and they're hooded and you only get part of their face, this technology can turn that face into something you can actually use.
Wow.
And it's really phenomenal. We have today one of my new friends in the internet field has created a dynamic encryption that consumers can use to take back their privacy from Facebook and Google, etc. So if we have an attack, you will have protected a lot of your communications if you use this. It is brand new. It is what the Pentagon is looking at to keep, you know, they're getting hacked every day from the Russians,
all the
Chinese,
time.
The Iranians.
Yeah.
And this software will change the dynamic completely.
What do you
and
think
it's
the next
going to be available to consumers? So it's huge.
What do you think the next attack is going to come from? How do you think we're going to see it?
I think Al Qaeda is shrinking. I think our next attack is we got to look at Iran as a real potential.
We've got to stop being naive about Iran, haven't we?
I think maybe there's a beginning of stop being naive about Iran.
Yeah.
But it's not completely there yet. I think
what
if
else
we're
they,
going
what else
to get
they
an attack,
to do?
It's going
to
be China.
What else do they have to do? They've stated their intention to annihilate us. What else do we have to do? I mean, is that not tantamount to a declaration of war?
I think the thought is, again, a bit of arrogance on our side. Well, what can they really do to us?
Yeah.
You know, what can they really do to us? Well, you know what? We got a really poor southwest border, and,
right.
You know, we got Hezbollah there, and Hezbollah mm-hmm. is pretty much owned and operated by Iran. So,
is Hezbollah
and we already have
across...
Hezbollah working with the drug cartels, and we already have
is
a it, lot of weapons.
Is that going on right
country,
now? Hezbollah's so. Working with the drug cartels right now?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The Hezbollah has become a huge criminal organization alongside
yeah.
the terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
So they make a ton of money off of drugs.
Is anybody in this administration looking into that?
No, and they don't care about Venezuela either.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Venezuela is a
you're
huge
scaring
threat.
Me to death, Janice.
Yeah.
We love you, but you're scaring me to death. Hey, Janice, keep up.
I scare me to death, too.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work and come back again. And keep
thank
us posted
you,
on how things are
Jim.
Going.
Thank you. And
Janice
thanks for
Kephart.
Remembering 9/11.
Well, and thank you for all your great work, too. Janice Kephart, she'll be back. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll be back another day. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.